Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Becoming Fluent, in German AED Intermediate Short Stories, by Philipp Eich, is a German language learning resource built for intermediate learners. Commonly described at the B1 to B2 range, rather than teaching through isolated grammar lectures, it centers practice around short, level-appropriate stories that encourage steady reading and repeated exposure to everyday structures. The book positions stories as a practical way to build comprehension and fluency because they provide context, recurring patterns, and motivation to keep going. To support listening and pronunciation, it is paired with more than 8 hours of audio, allowing learners to hear German as they read and to repeat phrases aloud. It also includes a large set of digital flashcards aimed at reinforcing vocabulary and helping learners who cannot understand everything immediately. Overall, the book is structured as an integrated routine of reading, listening, and spaced review designed to make intermediate progress feel more manageable and engaging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, story-based input for intermediate fluency. A central feature of the book is its reliance on short stories as the main vehicle for learning. For learners around B1 and B2, the challenge is often not a lack of basic grammar knowledge, but difficulty processing real German smoothly and quickly. Stories help address that gap by delivering language in connected chunks rather than single sentences, which mirrors how German is encountered in daily life. Because each text is short, the learner can finish a complete narrative in one sitting, creating a sense of progress while still meeting enough new vocabulary and structures to push development. The story format also allows repeated contact with common verbs, connectors, and sentence patterns in a way that feels less mechanical than drills. Instead of studying rules in isolation, learners repeatedly see how forms work in context, which can make the transition from knowing to using more natural. In this way, the book functions as extensive reading material calibrated for intermediate learners, aiming to build comprehension speed and comfort with longer stretches of German. Secondly, level targeting at B1 and B2 with manageable difficulty. The book is positioned for intermediate German learners, often indicated as B1 and B2, which implies a deliberate balance between accessibility and challenge. Material at this stage must avoid two common pitfalls: being so easy that it fails to expand skills, or so hard that learners stop reading. The book's structure of many short pieces supports incremental growth because learners can select a story, work through it, and move on without getting stuck in a long chapter. This approach also fits real study schedules, where consistent daily exposure matters more than occasional intensive sessions. A B1 and B2 focus typically means learners will encounter more varied vocabulary, more complex sentence structures, and greater reliance on context than beginner texts, but still within a controlled learning environment. The addition of vocabulary support tools suggests the author expects partial comprehension at first and treats it as normal rather than a sign of failure. The overall design, therefore, supports the intermediate goal of building tolerance for ambiguity while still providing pathways to resolve unknown words and reinforce understanding. Thirdly, audio as a bridge from reading to listening and pronunciation. The included audio component, described as more than 8 hours, is a key part of turning reading practice into spoken and heard competence. Intermediate learners often find that their reading ability outpaces their listening comprehension, especially with natural rhythm, reduced sounds, and unfamiliar intonation. Audio paired with text helps close that gap by letting learners connect spelling to sound repeatedly. It can also support pronunciation and speaking confidence through imitation and shadowing, where the learner repeats after the recording to internalize stress patterns and phrasing. Even when learners do not understand every word, listening while reading can clarify word boundaries and reinforce common collocations. In practical terms, audio enables multiple modes of practice: first reading silently for meaning, then listening for recognition, and finally repeating aloud for production. This multimodal loop strengthens memory traces and makes language retrieval faster. The audio element also makes the book more useful for learners who study during commutes or workouts, allowing them to maintain exposure even when they cannot sit down with the text. Fourthly, digital flashcards for vocabulary retention and review. A major support feature is the inclusion of more than 200-500 digital flashcards, intended to reinforce vocabulary encountered in the stories. Intermediate readers frequently hit a plateau because unknown words accumulate faster than they can be retained. Flashcards address this by turning passive exposure into active recall practice, which is generally more effective for long-term retention than rereading alone. The book's framing suggests the flashcards are also meant for learners who cannot fully understand the text from the beginning, providing a structured way to reduce friction and keep reading moving forward. Used well, the cards can help learners focus on high-utility words and expressions that reappear across stories, which can quickly improve comprehension. Flashcards also fit spaced review routines, where brief daily sessions gradually strengthen memory. When integrated with story reading, they create a cycle: meet a word in context, review it actively, then see it again later inside a new story. That combination of contextual learning and deliberate practice is one reason story-based courses can feel both enjoyable and efficient for intermediate learners. Lastly, repetition and pattern-focused writing system. The book presents itself as more than a collection of entertaining texts by emphasizing repetition and recurring patterns as a deliberate learning mechanism. The description highlights a read-word-repeat style and the use of key patterns intended to help learners internalize common structures. For intermediate learners, repeated exposure is especially valuable because it strengthens automaticity, the ability to process and produce common phrases without translating. Rather than relying on one-time explanation, repetition builds familiarity through frequency, which aligns with how learners acquire formulaic language and natural phrasing. A pattern-oriented approach can also reduce cognitive load, since learners begin to recognize templates for common sentence types and can adapt them to new situations. This matters in German, where word order and verb placement can be challenging to apply in real time, by revisiting similar constructions across many short stories. The learner has repeated opportunities to notice how sentences are formed and to reinforce them through reading and listening. The overall result is a practice environment that prioritizes retention and fluency building over theoretical coverage, while still supporting the learner with tools to handle gaps. In conclusion, this book is best suited to learners who already have a foundation in German and want to become more comfortable reading and understanding continuous text, roughly at the intermediate level. It can also help learners who feel stuck between textbook study and real-world German because the stories provide a controlled step toward longer, more natural input. The practical benefits come from its integrated workflow: reading for meaning, listening to reinforce sound and rhythm, and reviewing vocabulary with flashcards to prevent forgetting. That combination targets the most common intermediate obstacles: limited vocabulary recall, slow comprehension, and weak listening confidence. It also supports consistency, since short stories are easier to fit into daily routines than long chapters. Compared with many language books that focus mainly on grammar explanations or disconnected exercises, this one stands out by centering extensive, contextualized practice, and by bundling tools that encourage repeated contact with the same language in multiple forms. Learners who enjoy structured self-study, especially those motivated by finishing complete short texts, are likely to find it engaging. Those seeking detailed grammar instruction may want to pair it with a grammar reference, using this book primarily as a fluency-building engine. If you would like to support Philip Ike, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.